Exclusive: Chris Kobach, Bernie Sanders supports flying deported illegal alien criminals back to USA. By John Binder on February 23, 2020. Kansas candidate for the United States Senate Chris Kobach says Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, is supporting legislation by House Democrats that will fly deported criminal illegal aliens back to the U.S. In an exclusive interview with SiriusXM Patriots Breitbart News Daily, Kobach detailed a House Democrat plan sponsored by Representative Jesus Garcia, DEL, Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, and Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, and parts of which are supported by Sanders that would fly deported criminal illegal aliens back to the U.S. and make every American city a sanctuary city. Listen. The legislation would prohibit the deportation for any criminal alien carrying a minimum sentence of less than 5 years, Kobach said. So just stop and think about that. Any crime where the minimum sentence is less than 5 years, you can't kick that person out of the country, so we're talking about auto theft, gun offenses, child abuse, rape, manslaughter, and a host of other crimes, and then here's where it gets really crazy. It invites back into the United States any deported criminal who has committed those offenses in the last 24 years. Kobach said those flights back to the U.S. to allow deported criminal illegal aliens the ability to permanently live in the country would be fully funded by American taxpayers. Alien criminals get to come back and skip the line. So we're talking about rapists, drug dealers, people convicted of manslaughter in the last 24 years that the United States has spent billions of dollars in apprehending, detaining, prosecuting, removing. They get to come back, and you and I get to pay for it, Kobach said. The taxpayer will give all of these deported criminals free flights back into the United States. You don't have to spend a penny if you come back if we deported you for your crimes here in the last 24 years, Kobach continued. It's importing criminals and makes you want to pull your hair out. Why would any sane country do this, importing criminals back in? Thus far, the legislation titled the New Way Forward Act has 44 co-sponsors, all of which are House Democrats. The legislation's broader purpose, Kobach said, is to declare that America is the home of deported illegal aliens, not their country of origin. Kobach explained that this provision is being now widely deployed by 2020 Democrat presidential primary candidates like former Vice President Joe Biden, former South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg, and Sanders to justify their wanting to stop deportations of illegal aliens. In the part of the bill that says the criminal alien gets to come home for free, that's the word home. It says the alien has the right to come home. That's the title of that section of that bill, Kobach said. Never mind that the alien was never a citizen of the United States and has been back in his country of origin for up to 24 years. They wrote this bill insisting that the United States is his true home, and so that's why we have to fly him home. Now flash forward to the Democrat debate a few nights ago, Kobach said. Remember what Buttigieg said? He said, illegal aliens are as American as we are. Those two states illustrate the same worldview. That's become a mantra on the left. Illegal aliens are as American as we are, and they said it in the debate again. And that fits in with this notion in the New Way Forward bill where you have to fly criminal illegal aliens home, Kobach said. The notion they have is that America is just a place on a map, and that if you ever step foot on American soil, you are now an American. And that undoes the entire notion of what it is to be an American. Already, Sanders has sided with the open borders lobby in vowing to end all deportations if he becomes president. This would mean that the thousands of illegal aliens convicted of crimes like rape, manslaughter, child sex offenses, and drunk driving would not be deported after their release from prison. Bernie Sanders intends to throttle back all deportations, so you're basically chaining ICE agents to their desks, Kobach said. Likewise, Biden has promised that he will not deport any of the 11 to 22 million illegal aliens living in the U.S. today until they commit a felony, as Breitbart News reported. The plan would mean that even if a career criminal illegal alien is arrested for a misdemeanor, it will take that alien getting a felony charge and conviction before a Biden administration would deport them. Every year, about 2,000 Americans are killed by illegal aliens, according to an analysis by Representative Mo Brooks, RL. Of the roughly 150,000 federal inmates in Bureau of Prisons custody, more than 40,000 are illegal aliens. indicating that more than 25% of the federal prison population came to the U.S. illegally. Only about 10% of the incarcerated population is in federal custody, with the remaining 90% in state and local custody. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.